Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. I'm your host. My name is Lewis, and I wanted to talk to you guys about the gas prices. So today, my wife went to put some gas in her car, and when she got out of work, she actually found out that gas was $4.19 a gallon. I know the gas prices are going way sky high. And that's not right, because now that the gas are going to go higher, let's think about this. The gas for the trucks and the diesel is going to be higher for them. So guess what the companies are going to do? Bring the prices up for merchandise. So that means more food is going to be more expensive. More produce, things like that, is going to get more expensive. You know, it's not that we're just complaining because of gas, but everything else is going to get higher and higher. You know, the heating for your house, the AC, you know, things like that is going to get more expensive. So it's something we have to really think about. And I know the administration, you know, the Brandon administration said, you know, well, if we don't want to pay too much hike on gas, we could just get an electric vehicle. Okay, so how am I going to come out with $80,000 to buy an electric vehicle and then put that electricity thing mounted on my garage to charge up the vehicle? You know, they're giving us more problems than solutions from what I'm seeing. Now, I have a friend, you know, her and her husband, they live in California. They told me that gas went up actually for them today, and I believe they were paying $4.95 a gallon, and that's the cheapest one. So they're about to hit $5. You know, other states are also paying a lot higher, close to $6. You know, but what happened to Biden? Well, what happened to Biden that he said that this was not going to affect us at all? You know, I probably think he meant that it's not going to affect him because he doesn't have to pay for gas. He doesn't have to pay for the vehicles or anything like that. You know, same thing with the other politicians. It won't affect them because, you know, they get credit cards. They get money to put gas in their vehicles. So it won't affect them. But it's affecting everybody else in the United States. You know, everyday Americans, you know, that have to go to work and have to, you know, put those extra hours now so they can put gas in their car and food in their table. But apparently this administration doesn't care. You know, and the things with that's going on with Ukraine and Russia, you know, it's very sad from what we've been seeing. You know, they were supposed to have a ceasefire for the weekend, and apparently Russia just, you know, disregarded that and they kept attacking. It was supposed to give, you know, a chance for regular civilian people just to go ahead and escape to, you know, either Poland or Moldova, to get out of there. It's, you know, I know it's really hard, but once you get to that border, I would suggest just get into a plane, go to a different country, you know, look for asylum in other countries, things like that, because I know you guys are going through a lot, and we understand, and we are with you guys, you know. But apparently, you know, with this administration, only words are a bigger threat than actually having some actions done, you know. But we'll see what happens. Again, Ukraine, we are praying for you guys. We hope that everything works out for you. We hope that Russia doesn't, you know, completely take you over and things like that. But keep fighting, Ukraine, you know. We are behind you. There's a lot of people over here that are supporting you, that are willing to, you know, send supplies, send things to you guys, you know. So just stay strong. My other thing that I've been watching and seeing, you know, how can this administration say that the Keystone Pipeline would have not helped the United States? That would have helped us a lot. Our gas prices would have not been this high right now, you know. Mr. President, I think you need to go ahead and open up your eyes or step aside and let someone else take over. Not Harris, definitely not Harris or Pelosi. That would be the worst thing that could happen. Besides, Joe Biden being president still. But again, that's just my opinion. But it's up to you guys. You know, guys, let me know what you guys think. Write back to me. Give me your feedback. You know. And I'll be glad to go ahead, you know, and have a discussion with you guys. And let me know what you guys think. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, thank you very much for listening. Have a good night. And I will be back tomorrow.